To the 389th edition of Travel Witch Radio, brought to you tonight by the best holiday gift of the year, my book, The New Baseball Bible, Notes, Nuggets, Lists, and Legends from Our National Pastime. 480 pages for just a sawbuck, such a deal. Make sure you get the 2020 version with Mike Trout, Derek Jeter, and Tom Seaver on the cover.
And here at Travel Witch Radio, we also try to cover all bases. We talk to hoteliers, destinations, authors, writers, entrepreneurs, and tour operators. Everyone connected to the world of travel, and try to cover not only the USA, but unusual and exotic places around the world. And so our guest tonight is Kelly Ronalds of the historic Hotel Bethlehem in Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley. Welcome, Kelly, to Travel Itch Radio.
Thank you so much. It's an honor for me to be able to join you this evening.
And we love having you on our show. All right, Kelly, room 932, ninth floor. I feel like we're doing an episode of Hamlet, to be or not to be. What's the official word? Is it haunted or is it spirited? Or what's the story?
So, spirited. It's just that we've not been able to figure out who it is. One of the recent stories is that a gentleman woke up in the middle of the night to a dark, immense figure, standing at the foot of the bed and said, "What are you doing in my room?" I know. I can't figure it out. There's no backstory to the room. It's just trying to figure out, who it is and why that room.
Okay, but in April of 2007, Historic Hotel Bethlehem hired a paranormal investigator to stay in the room. Didn't he record numerous different voices?
He did. And since then, we've had other paranormal investigators, including his name just went out of my head. Mark Nesbitt from Gettysburg. Mm. And he stayed and got, as soon as he and his wife went out for dinner, he got the voice, "They're gone."
Ooh. Haven't guests also reported mirror images that suddenly vanished, making them mirror mirages?
Mirror images, that has happened. And one of the crazier things in the bathroom is that it was like the wallpaper went through all of the history of wallpaper that has ever been in any of the bathrooms on this land over, 200 years. It was crazy. The woman said it was just flashing different colors and different designs, like, over the years.
Oh, my goodness. And we've heard other reports from room 932. Lights flashing, papers flying off desks, paper standing upright, bathroom wallpaper changing color, and even orbs appearing. Can you verify any of those?
Sure can. Personally, I've taken pictures of orbs, and I've got a picture of handprints going down in the duvet on top of the bed. That was just about... gosh, August, I think, or early September, when I had friends staying in the suite. All the guests who've made these reports, very credible, from, moms and their daughters or sons traveling for university to come visit university, or, executives from local companies. And one of them said that the papers that he was working on just flew right off the coffee table. No heater, air conditioning on, no windows open.
We're talking with Kelly Ronalds of Hotel Bethlehem. And we hear that longtime Hotel Bethlehem general manager Dennis Costello stayed in the room but experienced nothing. Then again, like me, he's a fan of the Chicago Cubs, so he's used to winding up empty-handed. What has Dennis told you?
So, and Dennis tells everyone. We've been doing these ghost tours all 4 days a week during October, and he comes and he greets them and he tells them as many times as he stayed in 932, he's never seen anything or heard anything. But, you know, since he's a Chicago Cubs fan, maybe the ghost doesn't have anything to say to him.
Oh.
Okay, Kelly, the hotel calls 932, the room with a boo. Is the room in high demand for booking, especially at this time of the year?
It is. Especially this time of the year, it is. And we actually this year put together a room with a boo package. So it's been highly in demand. But even year-round, people call and request it. They want to investigate the room. So, you know, we don't guarantee the boo. But, you know, sometimes ghosts aren't like actors. They don't perform on cue.
Well, are there people who definitely do not want to stay there because they're afraid of it?
Yes, we actually have hosted. It was a major corporation was having their North American sales conference, and I got a call from their Canadian office. And they had with that office about 30 of the 100 rooms that were here in the hotel. And they called me and said, Kelly, do not put my group on the ninth floor. And, you know, I'm a little sassy sometimes. So I said, why? And they said, because it's haunted. And I said, well, it's not haunted, but I'll tell you what, we'll put your group in a ghost-free zone. So I put them on the lowest floor, on the fourth floor, which is the lowest hotel floor. Away from the ninth floor. I don't want people to be frightened. There's no reason to be frightened.
Well, is it true that a couple staying in the room was awakened by a man standing at the foot of their bed saying, why are you in my room? You mentioned that earlier. They switched on the light and nobody was there?
Absolutely, it's true. And, you know, when I tell that story, everybody gets kind of creeped out. But, you know, it happened that one time, and, you know, it might be the whole time-space continuum where at that moment in time, the guest was saying that, that gentleman, whoever it was, the man, was saying that to somebody in their time, and it just happened to appear at the moment of this couple's time. So, I mean, it's happened once, but it did happen. Very credible people that tell us these stories.
Don't some of your alleged spirits have names? Tell us about the female singer, May Augusta Yohe.
Oh, so her name is Mary Augusta Yohe. And May Yohe is, she's very famous. She was the most famous stage performer of her time, the 1800s. She was born in the Eagle Hotel, which was the predecessor to ours, and she was singing on stage in London, England, when she caught the eye of a member of the royal family. They fell madly in love and were married, and his name was Sir Francis Hope, and she became the first woman to possess the Hope Diamond. So she appears as our little girl ghost because she said that her best times of her life were spent singing and performing for the guests of the Eagle Hotel.
Oh, that's so sweet. And what about Daddy Thomas, a town guide early in the 19th century? Is he still hanging around the Hotel Bethlehem's boiler room?
He was seen just a few weeks ago.
Whoa.
And by a brand new maintenance engineer, and who didn't know anything about our spirited past. And he was in the chiller room taking down the temperatures on the gauges, and he said he felt like something was watching him, and he felt the hair on his neck stand up, and he turned around, and he saw a shadow figure with a tricorn hat disappear behind the chiller. And he met Daddy Thomas.
We're talking with Kelly Ronalds of the Hotel Bethlehem.
And getting back to the Eagle Hotel, Kelly, didn't the landlords of that hotel, which once occupied the same grounds as Hotel Bethlehem, overstay their welcome by becoming guests We hear Mrs. Brong hangs out in the kitchen to this day.
So Mrs. Brong, yes, Mrs. Brong, you know, so the Eagle Hotel, the, Mr. and Mrs. Brong were Moravians. And, you know, women dressed in the beak caps, full, you know, dress all the way to the floor, full-length sleeves, high collars, very, you know, very old-fashioned, you know, 17, 1800s. And she was most... it was printed that she was just, it was unbelievable. She was greeting the guests in her stocking feet. That's just unheard of. You didn't do that. And so she, yeah, she hangs out in the kitchen and she is seen as a ghost, I would say, that hovers, and she has no feet. So, I don't know what all that is.
Although
about,
the Prongs were not happy to be terminated after just 6 months on the job, were they the only unhappy spirits? For the most part, we hear your spirits are very friendly.
Our spirits are very friendly. And even Mrs. Brong, I think she wasn't happy in her life. But in the kitchen, she doesn't do any bad things. She just likes things organized a certain way, and she'll just move things around. But she's never thrown anything. None of our guests have ever been aggressive or treated anyone with any sort of disdain.
So to belong to Historic Hotels of America, as the Hotel Bethlehem does, a property has to be at least 50 years old and meet certain standards of excellence. And your hotel, or at least versions of it, are now in the third century. So please tell our listeners about how its history and background, especially the story of Bethlehem's first house 25 years before the Revolutionary War rolls out.
Well, thank you for asking that question. You know, we opened our hotel as it stands today in 1922, but we date back on the land to 1741. Bethlehem was founded on the site where our Hotel Bethlehem sits today. It was named Christmas Eve on the Christmas City, Bethlehem. It was named Bethlehem on Christmas Eve in 1741. And it was right about, if you come to the hotel and you go around the hotel to the parking garage, that's where the first house sat. And then we became the Eagle Hotel, was here until 1920. It's been, you know, that first house, we say we've been serving beautiful Moravian, you know, hospitality since 1741.
Aww. So officially next year marks the 100th anniversary of the Historic Hotel Bethlehem. And you said it opened in 1921, yes, replacing the Hotel Eagle?
1922. So almost 100 years.
Oh, wow. And the main man involved had a familiar name, Charles Schwab, then president of Bethlehem Steel. Can you share that story?
Absolutely. So Charles Schwab, not the financial guy, but Charles Schwab was the president of Bethlehem Steel, and the Eagle Hotel had fallen into disrepair. And he wanted an elegant hotel in which to conduct business. So in 1920, they took down the Eagle Hotel, and the Hotel Bethlehem was born. We opened in May of 1922. The hotel had 200 guest rooms, but not every room had a guest bath. You know, they did shared baths back then. And so today we stand proudly with 125 rooms, but each with a private bath.
I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travelitch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on our Facebook page. And we're talking tonight with Kelly Ronalds of the Historic Hotel Bethlehem.
So, Kelly, tell us about the present incarnation of Hotel Bethlehem. You said you have 125 rooms, all with a bath. And what other special amenities do you offer?
Well, thank you for asking. So the hotel was boarded up and shuttered in 1997 and reopened under our current partnerships direction in 1999, and they've been lovingly restoring it ever since, all the way to, you know, now we're the number two historic hotel in the country by, you know, USA Today. And we offer great amenities when it's not COVID, which makes it a little more difficult to, offer the special amenities. But pretending it's not COVID time, we do turn down service with chocolates, guest bathrobes in the guest rooms, 24-hour room service, and different packages to help explore not only historic Bethlehem, but the Bethlehem Steel properties, and also romance packages for those nice little weekend getaways.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kelly, I loved your Sunday brunch when I was there. Is it still one of the best anywhere on the East Coast?
Well, it sure is when we're allowed to serve it.
Oh.
You know, you're not allowed to do brunches anymore, but it is. And it's been rated one of the top 100 brunches by Open Table in the country. And, you know, our staff is very proud and cannot wait to get back to being able to offer our musical Sunday brunch. It features some of the greatest musicians of our region, and so much fun to be here on a Sunday.
Well, speaking of food, is breakfast included with every stay at Hotel Bethlehem?
It is not included with every stay. There are packages that include breakfast, but our breakfast is very special. It's made to order a la carte. You know, we've got an award-winning culinary team, and they take great pride in each and every dish that goes out for all meals, but especially at breakfast, because that's the most important meal of the day.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking, I just had cataract surgery and told UGM Dennis Costello that I was going to look like Moshe Dayan, the late Israeli general who was known for his black eye patch. He mentioned that Moshe Dayan had been a guest at the Hotel Bethlehem. Your lobby has pictures of many famous former guests, from presidents and politicians to athletes and movie stars. Can you name some?
Absolutely. So since we're in, you know, election mode, we have had John F. Kennedy was here just the week before the election, and he spoke here in our grand ballroom, and he spoke down the street at Moravian College. It's amazing how many of politicians, and, you know, we've kind of divided them in the tap room. We have the Democratic column. We have the Republican column. One of my favorite stories is the Dalai Lama. He was speaking for 10 days at Lehigh University, and he was originally booked to stay at a compound in New Jersey. Well, he decided that was too far to drive, too long of a trip. So last minute, called the hotel. They booked in here. And, you know, Dennis Costello, our general manager, is very accommodating to all of our guests. And knowing the Dalai Lama and being a I shouldn't say knowing him, but having followed him and appreciated him, he went looking all over for specialty teas. The Dalai Lama was a regular Nestle tea guy.
How about
he
that?
He didn't want specialty teas. you know, and I'm trying to think more recently who's been here that I've seen is Harry Connick Jr. You know, he came to Bethlehem to work with a local a children's playhouse. They were putting together his play, The Happy Elf, and he came to help them, and he stayed with us, and he was very kind, very generous with his time, and, you know, he's not hard to look at.
No.
And my favorite.
Sorry, Dan.
I think the favorite one, and I had met him when I was a little girl, and as we were talking before, I'm a Cincinnati Reds girl. I grew up I lived in Cincinnati when they were the big red machine, and we had Johnny Bench. And Johnny Bench and Pete Rose used to sit with my family at University of Cincinnati football games when my dad coached football there. And so to have Johnny Bench come back and I reintroduced myself to him and told him about it, you know, when he used to sit with us. And he was so gracious. And to meet one of my childhood heroes was, you know, I usually don't get flabbergasted after all my time in this industry. I don't get tongue-tied very often, but I was pretty darn excited to meet Mr. Bench.
That's how I felt when I met Jerry Seinfeld in the elevator at Shea Stadium.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
You're the only celebrity who ever did that to me.
Wow. Yeah,
anyway, we're talking with Kelly Ronalds of Hotel Bethlehem. Mary Ellen?
Kelly, the hotel is located in downtown Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, making it easy for guests to park their cars and explore on foot. What will they find in the immediate area?
Wow. So our main street is one of the top 10 main streets in the country, and it is beautiful shopping, boutique shops, great restaurants, and amazing museums. There's all the Moravian buildings from the 1700s that are standing today. You know, all of our buildings are original. They have not been rebuilt. And we are actually on the tentative list to be a World Heritage site. So we're very excited about that. And, you know, exploring on foot is, we have a beautiful neighborhood next to us that people can walk up to and see not only colonial homes, but then going into the next century of Victorian homes. It's just beautiful and a wonderful place to explore.
So you're located in the Lehigh Valley, but where is that in relation to New York and Philadelphia? Do most of guests arrive by car, or can they take the train?
They arrive by car, and we're beautifully located right off of Interstate 95. So we're just an hour from Philly and an hour outside of New York City.
That's easy.
It's a nice triangle. It's very easy to do. And we get a lot of guests coming from both cities and enjoying all that historic Bethlehem has to offer.
Okay, with Halloween 2 days away, Historic Hotels of America just published a list of their top 25 haunted hotels. I know that you said your hotel is spirited, not haunted. But shouldn't the Historic Hotel Bethlehem have been on that list?
Well, that's a great question, and I appreciate you asking. We prefer not to be on that list because, to me, haunted is negative. And, you know, this is not Alcatraz or, you know, the penitentiary. This is a place that has celebrated life for almost 100 years, and actually this land since 1741. It's been a place for people to gather, whether it was the first house was a place of worship, but then as it became a hotel, people came and visited, they celebrated. We've had, I can't even tell you how many thousands of weddings since, you know, 1922, this hotel has had. And so we look at our friendly spirits as kind of an outreach of that, and they help to tell the story and the legacy of this land. So, you know, I'm okay not to be listed as a haunted hotel. I think, you know, we're like the end of the movie Titanic, where everybody's, even though they've had this tremendous loss, they're standing in their finery and clapping. I think that our ghosts, our spirits, are helping us to tell the story and to continue on to the future.
Mary Ellen? Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking with Kelly Ronalds of Hotel Bethlehem. Now, Mary Ellen.
Kelly, before we wrap up, let's get personal for a minute. What is your job title at Hotel Bethlehem, and how long have you been there?
I am the Director of Room Sales and Guest Experience, and I just celebrated my 10th anniversary in August.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And our listeners also like to know where our guests were born, raised, and schooled, and how they arrived at their current positions. So, Kelly Ronalds, inquiring minds want to know.
Well, I've been doing this for almost 40 years, and And, you know, I tell our ownership, Mr. Haynes, our managing partner, I kissed a lot of frogs to get this prince. I was born in Ohio, but my father was a college and pro football coach, so we moved about every 2 to 4 years. But I've lived in the Lehigh Valley for, gosh, 25 years now, and been here at the hotel for 10. So I'm just, it's a blessing. I love this hotel.
Oh, I'll bet. And
I
know
that
a lot of people...
I stayed there a few times. Really appreciate everybody's hospitality, too. But I didn't stay in that room 9:32. So next time,
Kelly.
We
love hosting you.
Thank you. In the meantime, how do Travel With Radio listeners learn more about the historic Hotel Bethlehem, such as how far ahead to book for Christmas, New Year's week, and Valentine's Day?
Please visit www.hotelbethlehem.com or give us a call at 610-625-5000 and any one of us will be happy to help you make reservations.
And is there anything that we have not asked you that you would like to add?
I think this has been great. This has been more fun than I could have imagined. I'm between ghost tours, so we've had a lot of fun, and, you know, Ghosttober is great, and, you know, I really appreciate that you had us on.
Okay, well, please give my best to Dennis Costello and tell him best of luck to the Cubs next year and to your Reds as well.
Thank you so much to you both. I really appreciate you.
Okay, and I appreciate you and the Hotel Bethlehem. Our guest tonight has been Kelly Ronalds of the historic Hotel Bethlehem, who's off now to another spirit tour, which other people call a ghost tour. Thanks for visiting with us on Travel With Radio. And she's off, and we're not. So summer is over, but baseball just finished its World Series. So this is your chance to get the best armchair companion for the off season. It's my book, The New Baseball Bible, Notes, Nuggets, Lists, and Legends from Our National Pastime. 480 pages for less than a sawbuck. It's both a coffee table book and a bathroom book. Read it backwards and still enjoy it. That's The New Baseball Bible 2020 edition. Get it on Amazon.com today. And that's it for this edition of Travel With Radio. Next week, same time, same station, same writer, and same hardworking announcers, we will salute Veterans Day with a special show featuring the coming Medal of Honor Museum in Arlington, Texas. Join us and get hitched. Now this is Dan Schlossberg, along with co-host Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, saying thank you for your time. This time, until next time, good night and stay safe.